that could be capable of yielding a harvest, I guess is what we're talking about. I guess it's all right.
Keep in mind, highest.
You talked yourself right out of it.
Yeah, I did.
Bob, you had a comment?
Yeah, forest lands at the moment is construed to mean forest lands that will remain in a forest land situation for a sustained yield basis. You might have another area that is good forest land that you want to harvest at one time, utilize the forest, and then use it for something else after that.
What?
Farmland?
Mineral land? Open to entry.
Gravel pit? Recreation area?
They should always change the classification.
We might want to look at forest land, mineral land, material land, in a little bit different light with some kind of a permit provision for extraction or removal, separate from the actual classification as one of those uses.
Well, of course, if it's under permit or lease, we can't mess with that anyway because it's an existing contract. But
we want to permit them to do that in the future. But if you're dealing with Fairbanks timber at Fairbanks timber growth rates, it may be pretty reasonable to go ahead and log it and then make it open to entry a few years later.
They can do that. They can declassify it if that's what they're going to do. I mean, they can change classification just as long as they don't mess with it. Residential land.
I have no answer, but my point is this, that when you speak of national forest lands, why, within the boundaries of a national forest, quote unquote, you can have a whole bunch of nothing but bare rock.
Yeah.
And we talk about timber lands rather than forest lands. We're talking about stuff that can be land where you can harvest, and potentially other parts of Title 38, say on a sustained yield basis. If you put forest land here, the concept is you're going to draw a big old boundary, at least 640, and include in it a whole bunch of stuff. That's the way I visualize it. Maybe I'm wrong.
You wouldn't have to do that.
You wouldn't have to, no. I don't have any problem. I mean, we'll go along. The rest of the guys don't have any problem.
Well, we got timberlands in the statute, forest land in the reg, folks. We got no timberland in the reg.
Timberlands. Well, probably have to define it.
Mm. Okay, let's set forest land aside for the question of that, forest or timber. We'll come back to it. Grazing land? Greenbelt.
Yeah. Just because I think that's probably the greenbelt areas that I'd be concerned about probably could be covered under public recreation. And I haven't heard a good argument that would show that we'd need additional classification for greenbelt. That's I think it could easily be covered in public recreation. Nobody's said anything else about it, so
Steve, Sharon, I can't answer intelligently about it, but maybe Reed, I don't know, Reed, you.
Greenbelt.
Yeah. Greenbelt within the borough, yeah. Is that for stream protection and stuff like that? Well, that would be fish and wildlife habitat, that would.
Yeah, it's primary land landscape and greenbelt, so it serves the visual streams as well as transportation and recreation access routes and wildlife recreation corridors, protection of fisheries.
I didn't hear what you were saying. You were just reading out of the regs. Basically, it's there to. And the other things you can say that are there, like public recreation, you can say that the highest and best use would be to benefit the public recreation needs. But on greenbelt, it seems like the things that I heard you mention are sort of covered under either wildlife habitat or public recreation. Or
I'm not sure what else that you're concerned about.
It's part of the least specific of any of the classifications.
That's a good reason to think about it.
Here's a thought, okay? If there's a whole bunch of state, contiguous state land, and we're selling it off in survey parcels, it might be that you want to keep a little piece of land in between those things. I don't know whether you would or not, but it might be. Maybe you could call it public recreation. I don't know. But, you know, it just might
be something. Well, would you want to keep the stuff separated for?
I don't know. Otherwise, you just have all
limit density,
all in there together like that. Perpetual subdivision, so on. I that's just a thought. I don't.
Yeah, I just don't
strong.
Know. I
think you can do
Phil,
it.
Phil, do you have any
recreation
feelings about green belt?
Well, basically the way it was applied to the Haynes plan was what disturbed a lot of people.
How was that?
Well, it was applied along the whole road corridor, Haynes Highway. Cut off. Fairly wide area.
Road,
what's it used as sort of a buffer then?
Yeah. Well, it's to protect the scenic, the scenery, so to speak, not to disturb it. Apparently, there is allowed limited access across it. It would be available for public recreation.
They were concerned that if they took too much space with green building. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay. How much did they take?
A pretty wide swath along the whole highway.
But how wide, do you know?
Well, they even crossed the river, the Clahini River.
You mean like a mile?
Over a mile.
Over a mile.
Over a mile wide?
Maybe, you know, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to have an area along the highway that's devoid of development. You know, there's no reason to have buildings right next to the road, but not a mile. Maybe we should stipulate that green belts along right of ways should not be more than a quarter of a mile thick.
You mean that you would cut off development along the road system when you have so few?
Where you have what?
So few
roads.
So little land.
Why not get back from the road? Why not get back from the road a quarter of a mile to do your development? Why is it all on the road? I mean, what's the advantage to being on the road? I don't see any big advantage to it.
Better answer. Yeah.
Save snowplowing
costs. Well, Mr. Chairman, I make this observation that I don't see why you would have to classify a strip along each side of the highway as greenbelt land, because you still have the ultimate control over it. If it's a timber harvesting permit, why you would have covenants in it? If it was for industrial or commercial lands, well, you would have covenants in that. In other words, you, without that classification, you can still accomplish it by what you make available, or if you make it all available, by covenants.
The other side, Mr. Chairman, of that is, I suppose, that there again, you know, if the Greenbelt classification is abused, like, maybe it's been in the past, you know, it's always the prerogative of the legislature to override that. It's a problem.
Sometimes it would be hard to find the abuse with Greenbelt. It's a real specific kind of problem.
I would imagine that a mile on each side of the road would be an abuse.
Yeah, if you find it. You know, it's a real
people will holler if you're getting hurt, right? They've got a tendency to do that.
I would rather not leave it to a situation where we got to come back and object if some action is taken. I would rather specify a maximum that they can take, and of course it'd be understood that there'd be access across it to the parcels behind it. So I don't see that there's any great disadvantage to being forced to have your property line back from the right of ways. You know, for example, in lots of cases, for example, up in the Delta area, they need to leave an area for a pipeline corridor or the possibility of a railroad coming through. So those things could always be utilized in that fashion if they had to later on, but for the time being, I think you should put a maximum that they could come up with. If we're going to have green belts, if it's going to be long right away, why can't we specify that not over a quarter of a mile?
Man, if we start specifying, you know, this committee isn't going to be able to think of all the cases. That's
the ask goes as
true. That's the problem. I agree with what you're saying, conceptually, I guess, Pat, but there
would
be too many things that could come and say, well, what if this or what if that? That's where we're essentially talking about remote land. They're more remote than the urban center. Then I'm wondering if we do need it at all. Sam?
Are you going to be at 7?
Yeah. Everybody bring their sleeping bags and jammies.
No, it's too late.
I got to go to the permit finder. We're going to try to move the bill out today, and we missed it yesterday. I'll be here at 7.
Okay.
Can we eject the green belt before we leave? We can get past that.
I'll eject before I go.
To the green belt. Any green belt at all?
The classification. They can do it through other classifications.
Don't you have easements and everything through waterways and stuff like that?
I'm not sure they can in every case.
Okay. Any other comments? Cooper.
It strikes me that there ought to be some kind of mechanism to institute a kind of a scenic easement. Like, that's really what you're talking about, you know. There ought to be some mechanism to do that. Now, I don't know if this is the right one to do it, you know, but I don't see any objection to what Pat's saying to limit, because a green belt implies something on either side of a route of transportation. As a matter of fact, that's what the regulation says, and that's either a river or a road, and what else? I guess that's about it. A tunnel, you could limit it to easily to whatever you wanted to limit it to. Quarter of a mile, or even less.
We might just want to say easements in here somewhere, because we aren't saying easements under the trails and campus. In what we've got in the language here, if we're going to use any of that, we could put wilderness trails or easements, wilderness trails, and campsites. And the easement can be pipeline easement or any other kind of easement.
I guess my problem with using greenbelt is the regulations say it's land classified. Greenbelt is land maintained in natural state along transportation route, prominent physical feature land, stream, waterway, lakeshore, or as open space. That's all going to be, or a hell of a lot of it's going to be probably, it's lake frontage, stream frontage. That's kind of nice land. You know, somebody may want a couple acres on a stream. And if it's all classified then as greenbelt, then none of that's going to be available.
Well, I think what they're really talking about is highways and rivers and streams. Lakes. Yeah, maybe lakes, but...
Well, it says...
That's pretty important.
It says lakeshore.
Say highways and rivers and streams if you don't want them on lakes, that's all. Just say green belts along the... I don't think of a lake as being a transportation corridor.
Well, it says lakeshore in the definition.
Well, we could redefine it.
Why don't we say green belts on highways and let it go at that?
Well, rivers are okay.
No. Well, what's a cabin on a river?
Pretty nice property.
Yeah.
Well, as a practical consideration, you know, the lakes and the rivers, if it's allowed that you sell right down to the shore, then only a very few have access to the use of the lake. But if you provide green belts around it so that the public who live for a mile around have complete use of that lake, it spreads it out over a greater segment of the population. So I think it's important to have those green belts around lakes.
Well, I think you got to have public access anyway. In any subdivision, you're going to have to have...
Yeah. What I'm saying is make it all public access and have the subdivisions back from the shore far enough so that everyone has equal right to the shore.
And then nobody can get any lake fronts?
Well, why should they?
Why shouldn't they?
Why should you have a lakefront and I have to be 2 miles back and only have a 10-foot strip around the edge to walk on? I mean, why should that happen?
Yeah, well, I got there first, maybe. Or
you had more bucks, you know? And then everybody isn't born yet, or people aren't born yet to want to use the lake, you know?
They can change the class of days. That's right.
That's true.
Some of the Minnesota was really amazing.
We have public recreation land here that they could do a lot of that under.
We also have a lot of land people build houses that do not have lake frontage, and the lakes could belong to everybody. So.
Can't remember that.
Huh?
Is it an automatic 100-foot?
You're lucky you got there before we had a regulation.
Can't have
no, I'm serious. You know, if you think about it that way, it makes a difference.
Yeah, well, I just hate to preclude somebody getting a lakefront line if they, you know, they go in there and jump through all the hoops if they want it.
Public recreation, that's pretty good definition.
Well, look at Lake Wasilla in Wasilla. You've got one plot, about 50-foot stretch around the highway. It's the only place you can go on that lake for public. The rest of it's all private.
Yeah, but it's still pretty easy to put an easement 15 or 20 feet all the way around so a guy can walk and fish, and the guy still owns the property. He still puts his dock there. He just can't stop somebody from walking around the lake.
I don't know. Like this guy with the airfield up there above Fairbanks that puts barbed wire on the other airfields in the area, he didn't have the right to do it, but he does it.
Does what's that?
He doesn't even own the lake.
That's right.
He just uses logs.
Green Lake in Seattle is a quarter of a mile.
Okay, let's try and get to that. I'll make a motion and say green belt along the highways. The roadways. Just to make that a motion.
I object.
You object?
Yeah, I think it's all covered under public recreation land.
Okay. Bob?
Most of the highway right-of-ways now are about 300 feet. Uh-huh. If you're going to use that green strip along highways, I think you ought to specify how wide it's going to be so people can get carried away. And so if you got 300 feet now and another 100 feet on each side, that's 500 feet. That's a lot of damn land.
I mean, I frankly don't know what's even reasonable along the highway. I mean, what would be a reasonable figure if you want to limit it?
100 feet on each side? Beyond the maximum extent of the highway's development.
Yeah. Reed, you got any suggestion on that?
Generally, a quarter of a mile.
Well, what's that do to everybody that's got to drive through there and plow snow and build a road into his?
It's still allowed.
He's still allowed.
It's also assumed that it's also, you know, you're also assuming that it's all going to be greenbelt. It may not be classified.
Well, will it or will it not?
I don't know.
Are we calling it a shall be or
well, let's,
possibility
why don't, we, why don't we why don't we split the difference and make it a total of a quarter of a mile road right away? Or a green belt. In other words, 300-foot right away with a full quarter, 200 yards on each side.
What roads are we talking about? Are we talking about subdivision roads? Or are we talking about highways?
No, I'm talking about
mean highways.
Red herring.
Red herring.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 600. Well, we want to be just like it is everywhere else in the country.
Cooper.
I don't know what you're saying. What do we have to lose? Land?
Cooper. Can I? I don't know. No answer to that. I'd like to toss in this because otherwise I forget it. Maybe we ought to put in something about easements for pipelines and public utilities.
Yeah, let's, okay, we'll talk about easements when we get through the list. Let's try and get Greenbelt out of the way.
Except for getting it out of the way.
Okay, well, what's your recommendation? If you object, I said easements along highways. What's your problem?
I think that we can cover it under easements specifically, and I think we can do a better job with it on easements.
It's not an easement, it's a reservation.
Well, an easement is a reservation for a particular use, whether it's a power line, whether it's a pipeline, or anything else.
Well, there's a different legal connotation.
Yeah,
there is.
You're talking apples and oranges, really. You may be getting the same place, but you're talking about two different things. You may not be getting the same place.
Well, I think you can make the road easement an extra 100 feet wide and have your green belt under easements. I think that's a better way to do it.
Why?
Well, then you can designate different road easements for different, you know, if we go in there and try to define green belt along highways, then is it, you know, we've changed the definition anyway.
And most of green belt's covered under public recreation. The only part of green belt that isn't is the easement portion.
Well, we're not changing the definition, we're limiting the definition.
What are we doing? Why are we fighting over this?
Well, that's a good question. But, I mean, we've made progress. We've got two sentences. We've got two sentences from last night, an hour and a half. That's, I mean, it's time to fight.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
We're making progress. I'm sorry, I asked the question.
Well. Well, you don't want anything about green belts at all.
Why don't you? I don't understand why you don't like the word.
I don't think we need green belts included in the bill.
Now, you think we can get there through the use of easements? I think
we can get there through the combination of easements and public recreation land.
If we narrow the scope of green belt, what difference does it make?
Maybe you could. I mean, this is kind of broad. Okay, but maybe you could, when you get around to the easement section, you could reserve easements for public utilities, transportation, pipelines, and scenic easements also, if that's what you want to do. I mean, that's kind of an open door, but I don't
know. That's awful broad. That's awful broad to me.
Well, you could say scenic easements along roadways or transportation corridors, not to exceed dozens of them. Because that's really what you're talking about. It is a scenic. That's really what it's all about.
I think we're saying the same thing, we're just using a different word.
The other difference is that would apply to highways, rivers, lakes, and streams under your version. We've narrowed it to highways only, so I'll just point out.
Well, you know, whatever.
Mr. Chairman.
Hi.
There's nothing that precludes us from coming back if this privilege is abused and designating them something else.
Well, I know that's. So, I've heard that argument 98 times since you started.
We want to be careful about
38.
Okay, it's not hammered in stone, right?
It's. Yeah.
Maybe we should. If we can't trust these people to do a fair job, maybe we should get rid of them and get somebody else.
Great.
Because the rock was kind of sandstone.
Sawstone.
right on.
Well, that's why you're here.
That's true.
We got somebody got rid of one guy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with the concept of Greenbelt. It's just that we don't trust the administration. That's right.
Sure,
I think we shouldn't get. I agree. We might get carried away with it.
And so, we can hang ourselves up on every single regulation. Although it's true, we have to do something. We do have to have a certain amount of faith that they'll begin to comply with.
And I frankly think the administration is learning a few lessons. I think
so too.
There'll be as many abuses because we've discovered most of them make big deals.
Don't you think so?
What's that?
No,
they've learned a few lessons.
They're going to heaven.
I hope so. As hell.
We've got next year.
Boy, nothing happens. Look out.
Hey, you don't like Greenbelt at all. You want Greenbelt on everything. And we don't have a goddamn quorum.
Well, I'm here.
That's okay. I'll vote twice.
No, I'll vote three times.
We got
11. Yeah, we got 9.
We got 5.
Where?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who's the fifth one? Who's the fourth one?
You're counting at
3, 4, 5.
Where's the fourth one again?
Small detail.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Remember the larger one.
Hey, well, okay, we've. Got about as far as we can go today.
Hey, we've done it again.
You guys don't want to get through this, huh?
We drove away the quorum. Yeah. I apologize. I'll accept Greenbelt if Alvin will come back.
He probably just dropped the hall.
Okay, let's pick up at 7. Alfred, are you going to be here at 7?
Yeah.
I will.
Carney?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fred?
Well, I'll probably come in late.
How late?
9 o'clock.
8?
Yeah.
Captain's
going to
be here. All right.
You'll let him up for a
farmer. Just wait until 7.
Leave your stuff in the desk.
All right. Go 7. Come on, Albert. Damn,
I apologize.
Come on. I was going to call Greenbelt.
Good time to do it.
Don't be such a cynic.
I put my own green belt in there.
But why wasn't that?
Bill? Give me your.
They're trying to report this out.
That's what you transfer the money. You transfer the land. Cash.
Yeah, we'll call the committee to order. This is House Resources Committee. We have a marginal quorum, marginal rationality, and
marginal intelligence.
Marginal intelligence, and we're marginally pleased to be here.
Now, it's not coming to order.
Heard you've never been here. Okay, at the last meeting, we progressed from line 20 to line 21.
Excuse me,
are
we still on good time?
No, we're on now.
We got through it. He's going to draft it up.
Let the archives reflect the fact that we've been working on this bill forever and ever. And
we're talking about the spent disposal for the year 2024.
That's right, Mr.
Chairman, approve the bill.
Any objection?
No.
All right. Okay, we're back on page four. We left at Greenbelt. We took a left at Greenbelt and returned to Forest Land.
Somebody stole my definition. No wonder I can't.
Don't blame me, Albert.
But you invited so much trouble over there.
I just figured that out. It's going to come back.
Take your crib away.
Hey, Carney, have you still got my. My
what?
Is that it there, Sarah?
Okay,
right.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
We all have definition. We all have a statute.
You're sure?
We all have the bill.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Cotton.
Greenbelt, question. Is this where we were?
Yes. Okay, question. Okay, all
this
those in favor?
This is where I started.
All those in favor?
No, Greenbelt. Is there any other way that you can get those corridors along the highways without that, Cooper?
I mean, I think most people said there might be some justification for doing that sort of stuff, but it seemed like it might have gotten carried away in the past. And,
Dave?
I tell you, I'm not real certain that they use this classification across a road like that, but if we're essentially making them make everything else available, you know, then they don't have much. Seems like there ought to be some kind of mechanism to allow them to reserve some of that. You know, I keep coming back to scenic easements, but that's more or less what it is. Maybe you could say, call it a scenic easement not to exceed a certain width or something like that. Everybody hates the word greenbelt.
No, I don't mind the damn word.
I don't care about
the word. Figure out some other way to do it to sneak it in. Like if you're going to get, if it's a green belt.
Let's call a spade a spade. We have to reinvent
okay.
The wheel.
Well, listen.
Would you repeat the motion that you made before I objected to it? Is that
bothering you all through dinner?
How couldn't eat because of that.
How for me?
The record reflect that Cooper and I do have the same shirt on again today.
Yeah, well, who's dressing again?
That's the third time.
When you both try to get in it together, I'll start worrying about it.
Well, yeah, it was, all it was green belt along the highway.
I thought I wouldn't be here with two.
I withdraw my objection to the green belt along the highway.
Is there any other objections to that? That language is adopted. God damn you, Alfred. The next item, industrial land.
Did we not cover it in commercial?
Covered that, right?
Commercial flags.
With commercial.
Okay.
No, we didn't do that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we went back and we made it a single motion, just commercial land.
Oh, okay.
Okay, to include industrial.
Industrial land, any problem with that?
No.
The problem with material land? Mineral land? Public recreation land? Resource, pardon me?
Drop open down?
Yeah, we.
It's already.
That's in.
That's the Renault parcel section.
That's a whole new section, Bill.
Yeah.
Resource management land.
Just real quick on that, when Cooper went over that before, he said that's oil and gas, so let me just reread that real quick.
That's what they told me.
Chad doesn't.
That's what all, I think that's almost all the classification.
Multiple use management.
You can't call it, mineral land would get it, huh?
So, no, I can't, I'd be honest with you, I can't tell what that means.
It doesn't, that's what I was gonna say, I just read it for the.
Let's say oil and gas land then.
You got that up in mineral.
Does mineral cover oil and gas, you think?
I don't think it does, but maybe.
I haven't got it yet.
Why don't we just put oil and gas?
Let's look at 130. Appropriately used for the extraction of leasable and locatable minerals. That's as much oil and gas land as I guess, yeah.
Is oil a mineral?
Yeah.
Mineral?
Yes, they're considered minerals.
They're not locatable.
Leasable.
They're considered leasable minerals, huh?
Yeah, not locatable.
Well, what do you mean they're not locatable?
Locatable minerals are uranium and copper.
They're metallic minerals.
It's there.
Take a claim on it.
Constitution makes a distinction, I believe, between locatable and leasable minerals. With a locatable mineral, first come, first served, you're there, you're right.
Okay, but they are leasable minerals.
Well, wait a minute now. Why do we have to worry about oil and gas? Because we're not letting any subsurface rights go anywhere.
Well, you have two old guys, people building a house where they're gonna put a rig, I guess.
They put it right next to the house.
Mr. Chairman?
Jeff?
Mr. Chairman, mineral land, in 3805365, that definition, mineral lands means lands prospectively valuable for mineral deposits, and that could include gravel, I believe. And just as an addition, why, if there's a house there and somebody leases the land for oil and gas, why he has to make peace with the person who has the surface rights.
That's no problem, right?
Money takes care of it.
That's what it's for, right?
Very good.
Now, what's the conclusion, Chad? If we use the statutory definition,
if you use the statutory definition in 365, why it means lands prospectively valuable for mineral deposits, which right. I would say covers everything, so including gravel.
One way we could do it to use that would be say, as defined in 3805365, Baron 9, I guess.
Well, look, what? Dave? I want you, then I can't tell what that is. You could say minerals including oil and gas. You just put that in statutes.
The statute referred to in the mineral land and in the resource management land is exactly the same one in their classification.
Where are you reading from?
3805, 135 through 184. Is listed under 200 resource management land, and 3805, 135 through 184 is listed in their statutory authority for mineral land also. So if they're doing it under the same statute, I would assume they're, I can't see the difference in the definition.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to clarify if you just said mineral lands, which will include oil and gas or something like that.
Yeah, that'd probably be the easiest.
Yeah. I don't know what the crap is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mineral lands including oil and gas. Anybody have a problem with that?
I'm looking for one.
Sliding school, right? 8 o'clock. Okay.
We leave out 200 then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody can tell what it is. So it's just dangerous sign.
Okay, next, watershed land. Problem with that? Wildlife habitat land? Okay, that leaves two.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Wildlife habitat land, there is one that I believe you could classify the entire state of Alaska.
Of course, yeah,
looking around you,
highest and best use would
yeah, highest and best
would protect it. I mean, if it's particularly important for that purpose, it seems to me it would be appropriately classified in that category.
Well,
assuming you trust the highest and best use direction.
It's no biggie. No, relax. Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, good.
You want to, does the committee want to put in the words or combinations of the above or something like that? I would think you would.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I think so. Okay, that then leaves us with two. Let's go back to the forest land question. Under the precedent we set in saying mineral land including oil and gas, I would move that we say forest land including trees.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Carney?
Without limited trees?
I think it might be appropriate to include agricultural and forest together. No?
Well, yeah,
in some states they lump them together in Department of Agriculture.
Well, we're already saying you can combine any of the categories. I don't think it makes a hell of a big difference.
Sure doesn't.
Steve?
I'd like to say a good word for bushes.
Okay.
What is the good word?
Mr. Halford.
That's all
I still have a problem with appropriately managed for timber and other forest resources. Then it goes on to say, and such other benefits as preservation and enhancement of watershed areas, which you've already covered, wildlife habitat and recreation areas.
Where?
I don't have
it.
That's
in the red. Here.
This should be here at 8.
Go ahead. A common term used is forest and range plan.
That just means a smaller use.
Forest and range plan.
That's right.
Used by the federal government. That means then you can range anything on. I think that's
very good. I like that.
What is that? It's never. It's not any place in the statutes or regs that I got, Phil. What does that mean?
What that means is that you can range. Domestic animals, and it's
wouldn't that grazing land?
Well, it's usually combined with forest lands around it, and that's why they put it all under one management under the Forest Service.
But he's right. Almost all of the nation. He's right. Grazing land, range land is grazing.
Russell's care on us with that sentence. That's last half of that sentence, right?
And look at those.
Well, I'll call the committee's attention to the definition number 19 on 360 and under 3805, 365. There it uses timberlands, which I presume are forest lands, and material lands, and it defines them as means state lands chiefly valuable for materials, including but not limited to sandstone, gravel, pumice, common clay, or timber and other forest products. And then I was right.
Pat?
They're just not, they're not always right. We're doing it correctly, right?
That was a legislature about 1959, I think.
We got 2 pages.
Might have been closer to that.
We went back from 1 page 89 to the other page 89. That could mean something.
Master of Xerox.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we got a motion on forest lands. Steve, you got a recommendation?
Well, about the forest, just included.
Okay, Rick's got a problem.
Well, I haven't got any problem at all. If it says land classified as forest land, is that because of physical, climatic, or vegetation conditions is most appropriately managed for timber, period. And other forest resources, I don't know what they mean.
You don't want B and C.
Right.
I don't think it...
Well, I don't know. If I knew, I might not have any objection.
What would they be? I don't know what they are.
What?
Squirrels.
Squirrel forest resources?
Morels.
What, Jack?
Morels.
What's a morel?
Morel is a very tall, sort of like a mushroom, but so tall.
Never seen
it's a short like tree.
Morels are
great. I would define them as
they are a mushroom. Yeah, they are a mushroom. Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually, I usually got them down in the bottomlands. So wasn't that where you were? Delicious.
After forest fire, they come up.
Maybe other forest products would be pulp.
Enough of the science hour.
I would rather inject it.
I don't know. It's nice and long.
Okay, the motion is to include forest land. Is there any other objection to it? I don't think it's a big problem. Okay. Last item I have on my list is the question of easements. Do we need to do anything about easements now?
It strikes me, Mr. Chairman, that you ought to allow, certainly, you know, pipeline easements, probably easements for public utilities, pipelines, and transportation, and I would say airstrips. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether they would have any, but maybe they want to, you know, just X off a place if there would be a, you know, over on the other side of Susitna River, for instance, maybe they want to do one.
Isn't that where we increased it to 40 acres? So that just kicking them.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be areas that they're still.
Yeah. There's only going to be small acres.
They're going to subdivide, actually, but one of the things that people might want is air access, and I haven't got any problem including airstrips under an access provision or under an easement.
Well, one time back, way when, if we're still carrying any semblance, this committee sort of was partial, or I thought it felt that this whole conceptual idea was we were going to convey, the state would convey raw land. It would assure that there would be a dedicated right-of-way, so there would be access to that land within the borough. And I think I think we've got to do that.
Yeah. I'd say we ought to put in easement and then list the things we just put up.
Okay, Steve, what was your recommended language?
Well, public utilities, pipelines, transportation, which I gather would be roads mainly, and airstrips. Arguably, airstrips would be included in transportation. I think it's better to just spell it out.
Waterways. Automatically have an easement on each side. Mm-hmm.
Each side, yeah.
They're going to have a green belt on.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts so much. How
are you going to allow for?
Yeah, there was a problem that I think Phil brought up at one of the earlier meetings about some of these right of ways being, locking out whole townships. Are we going to run into that without? I think this was before you came on the scene. Phil, maybe you can explain it to him real quick.
Well, this was a mineral closing order. Uh-huh. If you accept the language that you have in here on 300, you'll have no problem.
Is that right?
It's 640 limitation would eliminate that.
But there are taken easements that were miles wide.
Oh, for pipelines?
Yeah. That was for the gas pipeline, not knowing where it was. They took as much as 12 miles wide. I'm not sure where it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, they did have a little problem with that, with the oil pipeline, Phil. It wasn't wide enough, you know, that's what the case was on.
Just because it was diagonal townships.
Okay, maybe we should talk about Aliquot Burns now. Pull a pin. Discharge the resources committee.
I lost before. I don't want to have to.
We went down though and smoked.
You guys were in the Aliquot Park, weren't you?
Yeah.
You mean you lost in Aliquot Park?
You did better damn well.
Hey,
I know.
I'll bring it up again.
I'd like to rub it in, don't you, Carl?
I wasn't here yet.
You weren't here.
Yeah, I
know. Never mind. Aliquot Park is very standard in land.
Oh, here we go.
The committee.
Move me adjourned.
Here we go.
God, it's a natural.
If we start to lose again, we leave.
Where'd they come from?
Well, it took us about 2 hours, really, and we finally came up with the right answer.
What was it?
And everybody's happy.
What was the right answer?
Not everybody got what they wanted.
But it was the right answer.
You weren't here. All of those
was
the right answer.
It was an answer.
It was
something okay. Like, what was it?
Aliquot parts or meets and bounds on cardinal directions.
Cardinal, yeah.
Yes,
cardinal.
Yeah.
Aliquot parts or meets and bounds or what?
Using cardinal directions.
I mean, you can use meets and bounds, but it's got to be north-south.
I'll explain it, please.
Or north-south.
It's going to go
north-south. So your square, your lot's got to be.
Deeded you back
on north and
yes, you did.
East, west, x.
Okay, is there okay? Let's get back to easements. Has anybody got any problem with the Coop's language?
I have a question.
Sam,
when I was in second.
No, this was like
three weeks ago.
No. This is another classification that they're going to do.
Yeah.
And. Since it's not, I'm sure there must be something in the regs. We're not taking it out of the regs, not taking it out of the statutes. We're just going to say,
you
can classify easements for transportation
right.
Corridors and
utility corridors.
Utility pipelines. Corridors and
airstrips.
All right.
What about airstrips, though?
That comes under special land use
Actually, you know, you could say in the further down in the bill when you order the people to dispose of the land, you could just put in that they would be they should reserve easements for these reasons. Maybe they don't necessarily need to classify this. So.
Do we want to say that? They should reserve easements for airstrips.
No, we're not saying they shouldn't do a lot of these things. We're saying they can do.
They can do though.
I don't think it's both of those. Yeah.
If we're telling you should do all of this stuff, I got a terrible.
No.
We told them.
Yeah. Okay. Has anybody got any problem with that?
No. Nope.
I didn't know he told them, so I said, "Well,
anybody? Anybody who's paying attention?"
Yep.
Chat.
No, I'm paying attention.
No problems? Okay.
No problem. But keep in mind, you missed that if you just use utility, you foreclosed time to carry a pipeline. So.
No, we said pipeline.
Oh, did you? Well,
yeah, we got pipeline. No, there are four things. Utilities, pipelines, transportation, everything.
Yeah, she's there.
Okay. That, I believe, takes care of... A.
We've gone through A1, we've got to get to 24Z.
Right. We're through A1. Okay, Coop, you satisfied on that? That you got the policy direction, David?
I certainly do.
Okay. Moving right along, we'll move to page 4, line 21, subparagraph B. Steve, you're on with the review.
Okay, well, B just says, that everything hasn't been classified within a borough that hasn't been classified for the enumerated purposes, or which hasn't been nominated, you know, for borough selection, is available for disposal. Now, I would say on line 25, the word should read disposal instead of sale, the next to last word, because we're talking about home sites, which is not.
We covered up.
Yeah.
That's what's written in.
Okay.
Mr. Chen.
Mr. Scott.
I think we sort of covered B and C before, and we've made some change to C, and maybe we. I don't have any questions with B, so I think that we had agreed to some change to C, and I forgot what it was. So.
Andy left the last there, notwithstanding any other provisions of law or something.
On B or on C?
On C.
I've got that written in, but I don't remember
what
our point was.
There was something else.
We got two different dates there.
Yeah, one of them they have to classify, and the other one they have to identify. In C, they have to identify state land and municipality which is suitable for classification.
That's right. That's to get the FY80 program.
And,
Make sure that they can move in the 80 program. Has anybody got any problem with B? Okay, Sam.
Okay, on C. First of all, I just don't understand why this on line 29. It starts out the very last two words. Remote satellite sensing or other scientific technique.
That's a mistake. That'll be out.
Okay, that's
out. Period after section.
Period after section.
Remote sensing.
That was supposed to.
Use that if they want to.
But we're not going to. That wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, that was supposed to be down in the written finding part of section D, but it showed up in the wrong place.
I remember what we also did on this now. Call me.
Mr. Cott.
Okay. The remainder should be another sentence on there, that those lands that haven't been identified for or as suitable for classification, then they go into they are available to sale. They're available to disposal.
Yeah.
We had that.
Right.
I didn't have it written down.
That's right. What's that sentence read? I started to write something here. I can't read what I wrote.
I've got a notwithstanding other provisions of law, but I. Yeah, but I would just say lands which haven't been identified under blah, blah, blah will be available for disposal.
Yeah, that was a clarification, Rick, to make sure that in the FY80 program, that is in calendar 79 and first part of 80, they can dispose of land that hadn't been identified by September 1, 79.
Just gives them a year's head start is all.
We've got two standards. We've got the standard of identify for classification, and we have the standard for classification.
You have a nomination, September 1, 79, and then final classification a year later.
The purpose, Rick, is just to free something up in 1980, that's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Make some preliminary judgments.
That's all it is.
I can see.
Okay. Chat?
No, that's all right. All
okay, good. We're on page 5, parent D. Steve?
Okay. Okay, on line 8, the erection of a building should be X'd out and just substitute the words residential use.
That's done.
Is that already on there?
Yeah, okay.
The copy we're working off of mostly
has last night's copy.
And last night's copy. It's got David Rogers'
Zingos and legible printing.
Yeah, it is.
It's didn't the first time. Right.
And that, every time that appears, you change it to residential.
Isn't the reason that you put this stuff in here first because we had a problem with the word residential before? But we had it residential in one of the earlier drafts, and then we went to whatever this language was, and now we're back to residential.
Well, I don't know.
Erection of a building.
I think we've always had erection of a building. Yeah, the problem was that any land is suitable for erection of a building, arguably.
Might be a chicken
shack. That was a loose standard that didn't do what we wanted it to do.
Well, as long as residential includes recreational.
That's, well, that's what I would, yeah, there's no problem that.
No.
I wonder if we should say recreational, residential or recreational use.
It's my understanding that that's assumed within the definition.
Yeah.
Of residential.
Yeah, in other words, erection of a building is a chicken house or, you know, anything, you know, a dog house.
Yeah, we don't want to exclude the erection of a recreational cabin.
You wouldn't. That's a residential use.
Okay, fine, that's.
Just for people to sleep.
That's what all your attorneys say.
Attorneys get the average.
Okay, well, let's, Steve, you want to take us through D and E then?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Cotton?
Real quick, just in a couple of words, you can tell me what a survey district is. I think I know.
Okay, well, it's some kind of handy unit, okay, so that they can say, okay, a survey unit is going to be.
Survey district.
A district, or whatever they call it, is just the thing that when they finish surveying it, they put it on the market as a block, you know. See, so in other words,
Does it have to be surveyed?
Yeah, and within the borough, yeah.
But it says after September 179, so yeah. That's when he starts.
Yeah.
He starts right. Then taking these blocks of land that is left over after the classification.
Yeah.
And actually surveys them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And surveys some portion of them, some place in it.
Yeah, so at some point you got to quit surveying and put something on the market. And, yeah. and what you do is when you finish a survey.
But a survey district has been surveyed.
Right.
Yeah.
This is surveyed property we're talking about here.
Interior survey of individual
lots. This is classic subdivision survey.
And we're covering the other stuff in
remotes. Basically, conceptually, right, you start the stuff closer to the towns is going to be surveyed. And as you move out, you start doing the dispersed remote stuff, right, inside and outside the borough. So it's conceptual. Right now, we're dealing with the stuff, the best stuff, basically. We're the stuff closest to the population center.
Okay.
Here's something that is in here, and it says on line 11, for the least cost to the state in potential purchases. Yeah. I don't know how that got in there.
Yeah.
It might be an excuse for people to say, well, if I got to climb up this hill, the survey cost is going to be more, and we're not going to do it.
I think he also had in mind, like, near roads, so that there's, but we don't have the road problem in this bill, so.
Well, where's that language you're talking about?
You're right here.
I don't either.
I think it's pretty good language.
Okay.
I mean, the idea that I get out of it is that you get to the most obvious stuff first, and the stuff that's easiest to survey and the closest to anything or whatever.
Okay.
Then
I'd like to suggest land that may be developed immediately for residential use. I don't know if year-round settlement.
Right on. I agree with
okay.
you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Coop, the second half of that is your surveyor swamp rewrite, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, so the commission just has to make a finding if the surveyor gets out there and he's up to his tutu and owl.
I'd like to, I think it ought to be supported by evidence myself. I would suppose it would be, but I think we ought to say it. The written findings shall be supported by. Oh, I don't know.
What's the matter with the language there?
Contain the reasons, good or bad. I mean,
at least he's got to write it so it's subject to challenge. And you can see
contain reasons for the determination.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions or comments on D? E.
Mush on.
Real quick, E1, line 21 and 22, that's the whole thing's lottery, right?
Yeah, 057 is the lottery statute. 06, 065 sets up the contract sale terms for lottery sales. Okay, 065B.
This is second now.
And that's 5% down in 20 years.
Right. What's the difference between 2 and 3 then?
2 is the standard homesite law if right, there's a tie okay. length of the longest resident lands.
Okay.
3 is the homesite law if there's a tie, the tie's determined by lottery.
Just a half. That's a deal I worked out with old.
Right.
Allows some of the people that are just now coming in and state access to homesite law. Are we charging away, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Just a second.
Yeah, I think we've got to start a new sentence on line 27, but...
Let me see.
It just doesn't, it reads like a rambler. Subdivision plans required.
Except that notwithstanding, blah, 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 yeah. If more than one eligible person applies to the same home site, the commission will select the person who may first live by them. Seems to make sense to me.
It makes sense, before. If you like it.
After the subdivision plans record, the commission shall offer 10% of the parcels in the survey district for home sites under 3808, except that notwithstanding 3804040.
How long do you have to live here for a home site under the regular bill?
We suggested 1 year. Current law is 3.
And you're going to change homesite to 1.
We've recommended a change to 1.
In this bill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got a chance.
And then section 3, you're going to make it so they only have to be here a year and they can get in on the,
well,
on the homesite.
Well, under section 2 and 3, it's 1 year. The point is that we're changing the homesite law eligibility requirements from 3 to 1.
Still
going to
be here 1, but
yeah.
On section 2 is residency takes it, and the other one is the lottery.
There's a difference between initial eligibility and right, and then who wins. Initial eligibility is
the same
residency requirement 1 year. Who wins?